Good morning. I believe that most people would agree with me that we live in a pretty negative world. We live in a world where there seems to be almost nonstop complaining about something. Conversations between people are often full of negativism. Many people post negative or pessimistic comments on social media. And this bombardment of pessimism can weaken even the most positive of people into a cynical, gloomy person. Now, in the book of Acts, there is a character who evidently was very skilled in projecting positivism. This person is called, in the King James Version, the Son of Consolation. In other translations, he was called the Son of Encouragement. In the Common English Bible, this person was described as, quote, the one who encourages, the one who encourages. The person I'm referring to is Barnabas. Barnabas is mentioned quite prominently in the book of Acts as an encourager. In chapter 9, the ability of Barnabas to encourage perhaps forever changed the New Testament church. Because you see, in Acts chapter 8, Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, had been an enemy of the church, and he was actively persecuting Christians. But Paul experienced a miraculous conversion on the road to Damascus in the first part of chapter 9 of Acts. After his conversion, Paul began to boldly proclaim Jesus Christ. Eventually, Paul went to Jerusalem with the idea of meeting and visiting with the disciples. However, because of Paul's previous reputation, the disciples were afraid of him, and they questioned whether he was really a disciple. That's when Barnabas, the one who encourages, stepped in. Barnabas took it upon himself to meet with the disciples and went to bat for Paul, explaining his conversion. Because of the encouraging actions of Barnabas, the disciples accepted Paul, and he went on to become the most prominent apostle in the New Testament church. Brethren, we can learn from the example of Barnabas. In this world of negativism, in this world of discouragement, let us make the effort to be an encourager to other people. Who knows? Our encouragement could have a lasting, positive effect on another person's life. Amen.